4 o'clock, and you are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. Once again, time for Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes. I'm your usual host for this program. Happy Easter to everybody who is celebrating, as well as Passover, and just a good, happy, beautiful Sunday for everybody else here in Southern California. Got a fair amount of new music for you on today's show, but we have a couple of special things, too. We're going to rebroadcast an edited version of an interview and performance that we did last year with a group out of San Francisco called The Sandwiches, ahead of a show they're doing here in Los Angeles at the Satellite on Friday the 13th, and we'll have some tickets for that later on. And in the second hour at 5 o'clock, we're going to broadcast an interview that we did with Pat Thomas, the author behind this incredible collection. It actually also has a CD compilation connected to it, appropriately enough. It's called Listen Whitey, The Sounds of Black Power. So that'll take up just about all of the second hour. But in between, we have all kinds of music. And starting off festivities here with a little Humble Pie and a song appropriate for the day, Grooving with Jesus. So here you go on Melting Pot, KPFK 90.7 FM.
Try Jesus' love. Try it. Try it, try it, try it, try it, try it. Try it. Oh, what a love. Oh, what a love. It makes you feel real good. Like no woman could never make me feel. Jesus' love is such a love. It makes you feel real good, 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 good. To make you cry because it feels so good. Let there be light, there was light. Let there be a fire, let it be called heaven. Let the land appear, let the water stand into one place. Let the land be called earth, let the waters be called sea, and let the sea bring abundance. My master, your master, is forever. And we sang it this way. Let's tell him about a song.
He's forever.
Jesus, though I have the same initials. I am the man who stays home and does the dishes. And how was your day? Is that woman still trying to do your head in? A man told me to beware of 33, he said. It was not an easy time for me.
Music from the group Ruby Frey here on KPFK and Melting Pot from the album Pith on K Records. The song you heard was Closed Eye. Ahead of that, you heard music from Pulp from their album This Is Hardcore, released many, many moons ago, all the way in the 1990s. Dishes, the name of the song. Pulp has gotten back together and they're performing a few shows, including at Coachella, and really probably the only band I would actually pay money to see at Coachella this year would be Pulp. I know they're also playing a show at the, I want to say the Fox in Pomona, somewhere out in Pomona ways, and maybe a secret show here in L.A. I'm not aware of, but always good music from Jarvis Cocker and the boys. Nice to see them back together. You heard music from David Axelrod in the set, too. The instrumental version of Holy Are You from the Warner Reprise Sessions. This was a double disc that came out in the U.K., was not released here in the States, but you can still track it down on CD, featuring instrumental versions of both of the records that he did with the Electric Prunes, though it was really kind of the Axelrod kind of sound system, featuring Howard Roberts and Carole Kay and the legendary Earl Palmer. And might as well just send out a birthday shout out to David Axelrod, whose birthday is going to be coming up in the next week. And hopefully he is doing good and in better health than he had been in recent years. Also in the set, King James version from the Bodhi Recording Company, three-disc set that Numero put out last year. He's Forever, the name of that gospel performance. I don't know what you would call that, over the music from Midnight Cowboy. Just a crazy, crazy bit of gospel from the King James version, and then some rockin' and funky gospel from Humble Pie doing their version of The Violinaires, Groovin' with Jesus, which you can find on their album Thunderbox. Really interesting cover on that record for a Groovin' with Jesus song to be on from Humble Pie. This next set is going to be actually an edited version of an interview that we did last year with a group out of San Francisco called The Sandwiches. They came into our studios in November last year, performed a series of songs, and also did a short interview. I'm going to play you an edited version of that. They are also coming to town next week on Friday the 13th, performing at The Satellite. So I thought I'd give you a little taste of what you missed back in November and something to look forward to for next week. So here is a live performance, or recorded live back in November of last year, from The Sandwiches, and also a short interview from them. And they begin it with a song that's unreleased anywhere else. In this case, you can't always get what you want from The Sandwiches, right here on KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot.
Oh no.
You just heard The Sandwiches performing here in our studios, and they're going to take a bit of a break from playing and talk to me for just a bit. Once again, just thanks so much for coming through. And for the listeners who haven't heard your sounds before, could you tell us just who's in the studio with us and what you play?
My name's Roxy, and I play the drums.
My name's Heidi, and I play guitar and sing.
My name's Grace, and I play guitar and sing.
All right, and there you go.
Simple.
Very simple. And not so simple. So how did you guys come together as a band?
Kind of through a barrage of ex-boyfriends and jobs.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-boyfriend, Heidi's ex-boyfriend, was friends with Roxy's ex-boyfriend, and also Grace and Tim worked together at Amoeba Music in San Francisco, and so that's kind of how that it was all at the same time, and we all just sort of like, I don't know, we all were interested in starting to play with people, so we tried it out.
The two of you had played in the Fresh and Onlys before this, correct? So
yeah.
You kind of knew each other. It wasn't quite like you just kind of fell into it all at the same time, but I mean you kind of played with each other and knew a little bit about each other's style before coming together as a band.
Yeah, the Sandwiches started around the same time.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah.
How did you come up with the name The Sandwiches?
We just went through a lot of silly names and couldn't decide on one. We finally had to pick one because it was down to the wire.
This kind of thing too, that like a train of events led to Sandwiches coming up, and then once that one came up, it was like kind of obvious that it was going to stick, even though we thought it was pretty stupid.
And I think we thought maybe it would be temporary, but for some reason it just stayed.
Do you kind of regret it right now? Like, are you eventually going to change your name? I'd hate for that to happen.
Not at this point.
I think it's such a perfect name.
I don't regret it. I think it causes for a little bit of confusion for people. Like, I told, you know, people I just met or teachers that I'm in a band called The Sandwiches, and then later they go, I looked you up and I didn't see anything. I thought you were
not really hungry.
But maybe you were just like pulling my leg. But they looked under the sandwiches. Not
yeah.
Sandwiches.
Yeah. So not the sandwiches that you eat, but I don't know, the sandwiches that would cast a spell on you in the desert, something along those lines.
Number one response to the band name seems to be sandwiches. I love sandwiches,
which is
that's good. People have positive feelings.
Right. Put that in quotation.
Very much so. When I tried to describe the sound of your band, I never really seemed to find the right words. There's a couple of artists, you know, just from my own biography that in the late 80s and 90s that kind of remind me a little bit of your sound, but still doesn't really seem to fit. Like Kelly Hogan, who I grew up in Atlanta, and she used to play in a band called the Rocketeens and also did her own solo stuff. But her sound, especially when she went solo, was a really conventional, pretty conventional country kind of sound. Kendra Smith, also from Dream Syndicate, but really when she was playing with Opal, kind of have some similarities to it as well. But there again, not quite those country elements that I want to say are in your band sound, but at the same time, things go off in so many unexpected directions. And how would you describe the sound of The Sandwiches?
We prefer not to.
It's difficult, I think. Yeah,
we're not exactly wordsmiths.
Dingy.
Dingy, pingy.
It's kind of dingy.
Pumpy.
Pumpy.
Lumpy.
But it seems on this most recent record on Mrs. Jones's Cookies that the sound is maybe not quite dingy. It's a hard way to think about it. It seems like, especially compared to some of the early recordings, like a much more kind of cohered, more kind of refined sound. I was wondering if that was something that's more of kind of a like a evolution as the band has kind of, you know, moved along, or if you consciously went into the studio with this recording and wanted to present a slightly different sound than some of the earlier ones.
We weren't trying to be different, really. We just we've got to know each other and become really familiar playing together. And I guess that's what's made us sound tighter and more mature.
The songs are different too. You know, I feel like the songs maybe came from a more drawn out emotional process than previous songs. So, going into the studio with a different engineer and a different studio makes things. I mean, we definitely grew up a bit in the interim. So.
Do you guys write songs collectively, or is it kind of individuals bring the songs to the group?
It's pretty much individual. Mm. Yeah, we add things together when we present a song that one of us has written to the others. We all work on it together from there. But what's the writing then at home?
The only songs we've written all together are extremely stupid songs.
Yeah.
Are those ones made? Those didn't make it on the record then, though.
No, those are for special performances.
Yeah. One of the most distinctive things I think about band is the sound of both of your vocals. It was something that it actually took me a little while in listening to you and not having seen you perform live. It took me some time to realize that there were two separate vocalists and two separate lead vocals, because your vocals both have a very similar style in some ways, and they mix together very nicely. Though here watching you perform, I can separate them clearly and see like the distinct personalities in the two voices. But that's also a thing that I have a really hard time describing, like that kind of the sound that the two of you are able to get out of it. It's like in some respects there are some really like heavy country elements in it, in the phrasing, and especially the occasional little bit of yodeling that's kind of like a classic country thing that you really just don't see in a lot of indie bands these days. But then there's like phrasing that just is, I don't want to say like off, but it's like it's kind of off kilter purposely. Reminds me like of a lot of things that jazz music, like avant-garde jazz musicians do in some respects. I don't know. Like, could you tell me a little bit about the approach to singing with this group? Because it is really different than a lot of other groups, kind of in the San Francisco scene or in like the indie kind of scene as well.
It's just whatever comes out. Nothing's too intentional. It's just what we hear in our head when we're writing these songs out.
I feel like Grace and Heidi both have very different styles of singing, different voices, but so I don't know if that, but then coming together, I don't know, it works really well. I don't know if that is answering your question at all, but they're both very different, but then work really well together. So I don't know.
I think there were some times too where we like, there were definitely some moments where one of us or both of us or somebody felt like, you know, like it's easy to get pigeonholed in a band into doing the same thing over and over again. So there were definitely moments where we would like try to challenge ourselves by switching out what we had become most used to doing, and like, you know, like you go high and I'll go low or something like that. And I don't know, there've been definitely a couple moments where I was like, it was almost kind of freaky listening to recordings being like, your voice sounds like my voice right now, and my voice sounds like your voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, like, it's a goosebump moments where you're just like, what have we just done? Yeah, that is just straight weird.
Yeah. Actually, I did have an experience recently. I mean, we've played Summer of Love I don't know how many times, and I didn't notice until watching this acoustic video we did recorded in a bathroom a few months ago.
Oh, at the Shattuck Dunlow. Yeah, I saw that one on YouTube.
And I realized it was Grace singing high, and you were singing, and Heidi was singing low, and I thought it was the other way around.
During that chorus?
Yeah. So, I don't know.
It's really nice to be able to swap and back each other up.
Yeah.
And either option.
We swap back and forth a lot.
Yeah, we do it within songs.
Yeah, that was, I think, one of the things I was most excited about seeing you guys perform here, especially in this space, was being able just kind of like mentally figure some things out. There's so many different elements in your music, and I think I would imagine that you're kind of like you're a band that elicits very strong reactions from people. Is that generally the case when you guys play live?
Some ladies are a bra in us
sometimes. When we were the man witches.
Yeah, when this is the man witches.
Same show. Steve Peacock, Tanascurdia Negra Genesis, also held his nose in disgust at our set.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did do that, too.
So I guess we elicit strong emotions.
He likes us now.
Are there any thoughts? I mean, it already seems like a lot of recording for 2011, but are any thoughts about going into the studio or what the next record's going to sound like? What are you going
to
do?
We plan to do another record. We need some time to start writing the songs and learning them, but we definitely plan to go do a third album.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, so you are about to hear the Sandwiches performing live here at KPFK.
Wasting all my time, wasting hours of thinking that, and you up and towing the sand line, stretching all the way back, pale through. I've been wasting all my time, trying to bridge you get below, they
One of my favorite performances from last year here on Melting Pot. You heard it again, pretty much all of it. From the Sandwiches, recorded here in our studios in November of last year when they were in town playing a show. And in that interview, you heard two songs. There's actually two other songs that they performed from that. You can hear the full interview and all the songs. It's archived on our blog at meltingpotblog.com under Be Our Guest. And just search around there for the Sandwiches and you'll find the whole thing. They are performing in town at the Satellite on Friday the 13th of April, just coming up, along with Deep Time, which was formerly Yellow Fever, a group out of Austin. Solo set from Tim Cohen, and then also White Fence, which features Tim Presley, who's in a bunch of bands, was in Darker My Love. Seems like he's in the Strange Boys all of a sudden, and doing a lot of other things, including his project, White Fence. So all those groups, White Fence, Deep Time, and Tim Cohen and the Sandwiches, performing at the Satellite on Friday the 13th. If you'd like to go, courtesy of Melting Pot, give me a call right now at 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735, and we'll get you a pair of tickets to go and see the Sandwiches along with White Fence, Deep Time, and Tim Cohen over at the Satellite in Los Angeles on Friday the 13th. Going to start this next set off with an artist who we're hoping to have here in our studios in a couple weeks or so. And that is Josh Hayden and Spain, who have recently reformed and have a new record coming out called Soul of Spain. The song you're going to hear from it right now is Lonely One, and you're hearing it on KPFK in Melting Pot. Thank you.
forever. Thank you.
it's about to knock you off your feet. So get down.
Get down.
Now the tune you're digging is brand new, and we're gonna make it good to you. So get down.
Get down.
If everybody makes the sound, it's time for us to really get down. So get down.
Get down.
You know that thing.
Took a cab. When I saw that new face, it should have stabbed. Walls made of cash, rise from the ash. Next time I see him with the popper under mask. Directions disintegrate. Dual choices, intense way. Rewards vary, clearly too leery. So I tuck and I parry to satiate. Eating up the apple, proceeding to grapple with the quandary that bind me. Desires that I'm trapped with. Plus I might just have to take the rap too. I'm your new bread and butter. Water from the hydrant, flooded while we flooded. My popsicle stick a ray short to the gutter. My brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my brother.
We're breaking out. We will escape the fade of fate. Who knows what it will take to continue the way. We don't just play to play.
Good times when bad times, the norm in times that time with that time. I'm warned and break fast at exact times. I'm torn between that side and that side. I'm torn between that side and that side. I'm torn, I'm worn out with my warm mouth. I'm sworn as I'm born to bring more out. My lord is a whore, my silver tongue swore. I'm forced to become one of the worst wars. I'm pulled by your loom to the night sky. Your rules are my choose to abide by. I lose cause I'm used to saying bye bye. Running from the truth, no more slide bys. No more cutting little cutes, I am quite fine. Swelling up with fears to appear right. Conjure up the spirit of a bright light. Drowning in the tears of a mere sight. Broke the mirror cause the peer didn't look right. Captured with a cannon in the dim light. I figured it didn't matter in the end, right? Sticking with the pattern, I am near night.
I'm breaking away. I can't always. I'm breaking.
You just heard music from Sea here on KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot. It's from a record she just put out on 6 Degrees literally this week called Caravana Seria Bloom. I want to say this is her fourth record in Retrovisor, the name of the song from Sea out of Brazil. You heard music from The Satisfaction with some help from Shabazz Palaces from their new record Au Natural, God the name of the track. A group called Freedom Express, you also heard in the set, Get Down, the name of the song. That comes from a fantastic collection of pretty much all Los Angeles soul artists from the 1970s. The name of the collection is Soul Cal. Comes out next week on Now and Again Records. We have music from Wendy Renee in the set from the amazing collection After Laughter Comes Tears, music she recorded for Stax and Volt from 1964 to 1965. And compiled by Light in the Attic, Crying All by Myself, the name of the track. Start things off with Spain. Brand new record from Spain and Josh Hayden. First record in a really very long time. The Soul of Spain is the name of it. The Only One, the name of the song. And you should know that we are actually paying tribute to Josh's father, Charlie Hayden, legendary jazz bassist and activist. In addition to Fernando Pullum and Pete Seeger and Gil Scott-Heron, all on May the 6th at Club Nokia. This is part of our Hero Awards, our second, and we hope to keep it going on every single year. KPFK Hero Awards, tribute to Gil Scott-Heron, Fernando Pullum, Pete Seeger, and Josh Hayden's father, Charlie Hayden. Next, couple Sundays actually, little wild. May 6th is when that's going to be going on. Coming up in just a bit, we have an interview that did with Pat Thomas, the author of Listen Whitey, The Sights and Sounds of the Black Power Movement. And we'll be talking to him pretty much for just about all of the next hour, though we do have a couple of other tracks to play for you here on KPFK Los Angeles, 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. Do want to let you know, in the background is music from a group called Brownout, which features Adrian Quesada. Their new record is called Uzi. You hear it in the background. Very nice stuff. They're actually going to be in town next week over at the Roxy on Wednesday, April 11th, just so you know. All right, couple messages, and then we'll be back with Pat Thomas interview here at KPFK and Melting Pot.
Hi, I'm Tavis Smiley.
And this is Cornell West from Smiley and West, inviting you to join us on Sunday, April 15th in Los Angeles for the national launch of our book tour.
It's our first book together ever. It's called The Rich and the Rest of Us, A Poverty Manifesto. It reflects on our poverty tour and offers ideas on how to reduce and eradicate poverty in America.
We get all into it on Sunday, April 15th, 4 p.m. at the Emmanuel Presbyterian Church at 3300 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Tickets are only $20 and includes a copy of the book, and we'll autograph it. Proceeds, all proceeds benefit KPFK Radio. More details available right now at kpfk.org.
Hey, hey, Bing Jiling here. You're listening to Melting Pot here on KPFK, Los Angeles, 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and worldwide at kpfk.org.